Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
To be at a place where the school was 100% committed, and I think Danny White and the rest of the school, so everyone involved, showed that they're committed to baseball. And we wanted to be somewhere where we felt like we could win every year. The thing that put this place over the top in our mind in the spring was the fan base. And I think this place became a rowdy place to play, so much so that other coaches were complaining about our fans. And
are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying!
I'll take that any day of the week.
Caught! It'll be a big orange dogpile on the way to the College World Series.
White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
You're right over there?
Yeah. Friday edition of the program.
Freedom Friday.
Freedom Friday.
Literally.
Being set for July 4th weekend. Long weekend. I'm excited about it.
Any big plans for you boys?
Fireworks.
Lake.
Same.
How about you?
Well, I'm working Monday. Gonna go do some zip lining.
What? Nothing says freedom like working on the 4th.
Well, I figured I would, you know, get some extra cash before I leave next week. But Sunday.
What are you paying this guy?
Sunday, I'm gonna be out on the lake.
We're all just gonna be laking it, I guess.
And
all I did is pay for his gas. Like, he drives around, like, that's it. We just cut it. That's how expensive gas is these days.
Gonna be doing karaoke this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
Yeah, this
at the lake?
Yeah, this guy, one of my buddies, his family, they get a DJ karaoke every 4th of July weekend. So I'm gonna be singing a lot this weekend.
Mm. Douglas Lake?
Yeah.
What part?
Rest up the vocal cords today.
Down from where Cowboys was. You know Cowboys.
Towards
right?
The Hickman, what are you doing? Do I know?
Then it turned into Fire Lake Grill, and now that's closed. And actually, it's going to be a wedding venue now. Kind of sad.
What?
Honestly.
Really?
Mm. Well, I mean, if you look at the view off the dock down there, it is probably the prettiest view on the lake. I mean, you get a clear mountain shot too in the background with the water.
That's very pretty. Wedding venue.
Yeah, it's kind of
people
lame.
Getting married.
I actually just pay him in gas. He just gets some Dutch Red, a couple 5 gallons, just hand it to him at the end of the week. He's like, appreciate it.
That actually, you know, wouldn't be a bad idea.
You probably
get 10 gallons of gas.
Probably get on a Home Depot and hock it, you know, mark it up.
I mean, someone doesn't have to fill it themselves. They don't have to see the physical pain of watching those numbers just go, go, go.
You'd be like, cash.
Now, the other day, I actually had a weird situation. I was at the gas station. I was buying a lot of stuff, and I handed a guy $30.
Okay.
And the stuff I was buying was $18 worth.
Exactly 18?
It was like 18 and some change or 17 and some change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told the guy, I said, hey, man, just put all the change on pump 5. So I go out to pump 5.
You're going to put $1.70 on pump 5?
No. I gave him $30. Oh, the stuff I bought was
I thought company. He said he gave him 20.
No, he gave him 30. It's 18 and change. And he said put all, you know, so it should be 11 something, right?
Yeah, so that was gonna get me like 2.5 gallons of gas. And I go out to the pump, and I'm sitting there not paying a bit of attention. And I go back out. The pump put $48 worth of gas in my car. And like, you know, 36 of that was like free. And so I was like, oh, man. I was like, do I be a good human or do I just leave? But I'm like, you know, stealing gas, that's a felony, right?
I think it'd have to be over a certain amount.
And I was like, So I was like, fine, I'll go back in here. I go to go up to the attendant.
Man, you needed a lot of gas. Look, he's running on empty out here, Nate. What are you doing?
I was like, well, I wasn't going far. Uh-huh. I was like, hey, man. I was like, you know, I figure this is one of those be a good human moments, but, yeah. You know, as expensive as this stuff is now, I thought about just driving off, you know, just joking with him. He looks at me straight face. I would have had to get your license plate and call the authorities. And I'm like, all right, man, way to be a stick in the mud with no humor.
Yeah, couldn't even laugh about it.
And so I went back in. I ended up paying for the gas. Which
that you have in your car now.
Which I actually think I ended up paying more for it. Because the guy, you know, he was just pecking on the computer for 10 minutes before he gave me the total.
Feels like that is kind of his fault.
I know. Like,
especially if you said, hey, just throw the change on there. They're supposed to set the limit.
He said, oh, you're on pump 5. I thought you said pump 3. And I'm like, well, even then, like, why did pump 5 just start, you know, dispensing gas without me putting any...
Yeah, because you didn't put a card in.
Yeah, I didn't put a card in it.
Huh. Well, was it an older station? I mean, you know...
Yeah, it was an older BP.
Back in the day, you used to could just pull up, start putting gas in.
Used to could.
Without...
You are finally here.
Yeah, without paying for it first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, back when the days of, like, Gomer Pyle and...
Used to could.
Wally's filling station.
No, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It's just been in the last probably 5-6 years that everybody's gone to the big placard on the pump says
prepay or pay inside.
Prepay or pay inside, yeah. People drive off. But no, I mean, you used to could just walk up and, like, let's say you had just one $20 bill with you, you'd time it just right. You're like, boom. Oh, $19.99. Perfect.
$20.01.
I'll get a, I'll have to see if there's
a penny
in the take a penny. Yeah. So maybe the pump. Maybe they, I don't know.
I mean, it was an older gas station.
That's weird, though. Because most of them, I can't remember the last time I went in, like, paid that way. Because now you just run the card.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if I pull up to a gas station right now and try and just start pumping, it's not going to do anything, right?
No. No chance.
Okay.
Not in the majority of stations. I had a weird incident last week where I went to a drive-thru. The total was $9.12.
Okay.
I gave her a $10 bill. And 12 cents.
Yeah, so you get the clean, crisp single back.
No, you would think that. Guess the change I got from giving her 10-12 on a 9-12 bill.
I hope she gave you an assortment of quarters and nickels and dimes.
Did she try and give you 88 cents?
No, that would make even more sense.
Did she give you $1.88 in coins?
She gave me 75 cents. I didn't know what to say. I was so dumbfounded. I just said, you know what? If she's trying to steal a quarter from me, she can have it. I mean, what?
She probably got in trouble at the end of the day when her account was off.
Yeah, but the till would be full. She'd have more money in there.
I know, but they get mad at her. They're like, you shortchanged the customer.
Yeah, she sure did. That quarter.
Shortchanged, you know, one whole quarter.
She probably bought herself a bubble gum later.
I don't even think you can buy bubble gum for that.
Like in the little machine?
Oh. I don't know, maybe those have gone up due to inflation.
Who knows? A good point. Yep, could be. Could be. 75 cents when I was owed a flat dollar.
What place
it makes
was
no
it?
Sense.
Was it a drive-thru place, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna give the name out.
You don't have to give the location, just the franchise. Let's be real, they've all done it before.
This is Zaxby's.
Oh.
It's not that big a deal. It was fine. I was just the fact that it got 75 cents back. I mean, there's no calculation that would give you, I mean, not even like you said, like 88 cents. Like, okay, that makes sense. She, you know, forgot the 12. It didn't make any sense.
They're just guessing at this point. Yeah, it's close
I'm
enough.
Like, I don't know. It was very strange. Very strange.
Hmm.
75 cents. Give her exact change plus a dollar. Just give me the George Washington and I'm on my way.
I mean, I've seen that I've done it before and it confuses them because they're like, why are you giving me more money than necessary?
Especially so I get back a crisp one.
And change. And then, so then they kind of figure it out. Like, oh, okay. And you know what? We need better education, man. Math classes.
All they got to do is punch in the computer. It does it for you.
Maybe the computer system was down.
The computer system was not down.
Hmm.
She was really nice. You know, it wasn't like, you know, sometimes you can kind of tell, like, she was
pleasant.
Yeah. But math is hard. You hate to see it.
So you don't have to, the pump. The pump will just click off. Like, what should have happened with Hickman? It should have been just
the guy should set it to 1180, whatever, and then, and then it just cuts off. It's like when you have a 20-gallon limit. It's just going to stop right at 20 gallons.
Okay.
Come on, Nate.
I feel like you could have just...
Do you even pump your own gas?
Yeah.
Do you have somebody who comes around with you?
And pump? Now. Who does that anymore? why didn't you just get your change back in, you know, bills and change and then put your credit card in the machine?
He said he didn't have far to go. Why do you have cash anyway?
It's burned a hole in his pocket. It's like just
where did you get cash?
I get tips for ziplining people through the mountains.
Do you report those tips to Uncle Sam?
Yeah.
Shameful. I don't believe you for a second. Stealing from the man before he steals from you. That's just unbelievable. Tch. Well, yesterday was an interesting day.
Hickman's got to pay for that war in Ukraine, you know? Another $800 million? Got to do his part, you know? Be a good American.
$800 million.
How many billion have we already?
That's actually cheap compared to what we've been giving them.
The other rounds.
They're probably like, what's up, guys?
As other reports are that we're loading up to then, go over there. It's like, why do we send all these billions of dollars? We're just gonna
we want
anyway.
It to be waiting on us when we get there. We want big pallets of bazookas and guns.
We want the Russians to have all the guns and ammunition we sent over there before we have to then go over there to deal with it.
Now, Nate.
Such a weird world.
Don't lift up the curtain of the United States war machine.
It feels like a Republican move, right? I mean, not everything's upside down these days.
It's a we're the war machine. What are you talking about? Doesn't matter who's in office.
Yeah, but the last time, you know. People really got angry about this. It was. I watched Vice the other day, okay? So, you know.
Oh. He watched a movie. So he's all in.
It's a really good movie.
I mean, last time we. Well, maybe not the last. It depends on how you count these things. But last time I feel like we had politicians go all in on this was, you know, Dick and W. Saying, let's just invade Iraq. But there's nobody there that did the other. It doesn't matter. Let's just go.
You know, you're quoting a movie like it's a history book. Even the history book. Never mind.
That's controversial.
Yeah, never mind. I'm not getting it.
You missed
this.
Where the Abraham Lincoln bust was canceled at Cornell.
I'm sorry? are people finally around on Abraham Lincoln?
Cornell's library had an Abraham Lincoln bust beside a Gettysburg Address placard.
Yeah, he was an ugly man.
And one student complained, so they got rid of it.
Yeah, you weren't here for that part of the show yesterday, Chris. You missed that.
I'm aware, Hickman. Thank you.
And then I incorrectly put Cornell in the Patriot League for some reason, even though it's an Ivy League school. I don't know. It was a whole thing. Anyway.
Way to go.
If they were in the Patriot League, they aren't anymore.
On this Freedom Friday edition of 3-0. As we talk, hey, how about some live tour updates, Chris? Are you excited about this? Pat Perez, after his rant, shot a 69, 3-under.
Nice.
Yep. Tied for third after day one. Carlos Ortiz, your leader with a 67. Dustin Johnson in second, 68, 4-under.
4-under.
Brooks Koepka did pretty well too. 2 under, he shot 70. He's up there.
Well, JT Poston is 9 under at Deer Run, the John Deere Classic.
Your boy.
I say that because they don't give any of the live updates on ESPN. They must have a deal with PGA.
Your boy, Louis Oosthuizen.
Mm-hmm.
1 under, 71.
See, I told you guys he was heating up at the Masters when he got hurt.
Matthew Wolf, even. Patrick Reed, even.
Ugh.
Pretty much every guy I've mentioned. Bryson DeChambeau, even. Bigger stars than the guys on the PGA Tour stopped this week. Oh, Abraham Answers on the live tour also? Wow. Plus one. You got Chase Koepka, of course. Charles Schwartzel, the week one winner, or tournament one winner, however they're doing that.
I say tournament one sounds good.
He was plus two, middle of the pack. Phil, yikes, shot a 75, plus three.
Boy, you talk about a fleece job.
So did Sergio, Kevin Na.
Sergio. Kevin Na.
Mm-hmm.
I thought...
He was already there.
Maybe I was thinking of Morikawa.
Yeah, he did.
He was the one who everyone thought was going, but then ended up not. Kevin.
Yeah. Graham McDowell shot a 79.
Doesn't matter.
Seven.
He's getting paid. Who cares? They fleece these guys. I'll come over for $150 million. Do you think Phil's practicing? Are you kidding me?
He's talking about practice.
He's out there gambling, going to Canada, just going on cruises, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I got to make an appearance. That's why he's wearing those big sunglasses, because he's so hungover.
Mm.
That's a joke.
I got a Wimbledon update for us.
Oh, wow. Really?
Nikolaos Basilashvili.
I mean, you talk about...
I'm not even looking at it, but I feel like that's Nicholas.
That is pronunciation 101.
It is currently...
Nikolaos.
He's just running away. Well, now it's back to 0-0 with Tim Van Rijsthoven.
Back to 0-0?
Yeah, it was 40-15. And now the score just all of a sudden went back to 0-0.
Probably because the set score went to 1-0 in the games. So now they've started the second game.
I guess.
I think I'm going to start playing some tennis again. I think it's finally time.
Oh, you think you've got all this time, huh? You go to the batting cages, you got a pool business, radio show, going to the lake weekend. Now, you know what? I think I'm just going to pick up tennis.
American Francis Tiafoe is currently trailing to Alexander Bublik right now.
Dude, we should have him do this all the time. This is great.
Bublik.
We should just have Hickman read, like...
Any foreign scores of interest.
Dude. Here's one I know.
Dude, July Tour de France updates, all Hickman. That'll be
We're not
incredible.
Doing Tour de France updates.
Yes, we are.
No, Hodges. No.
American Tommy Paul plays at 8:10 this morning.
Good job. You got Tommy Paul. I feel pretty good about that one.
He'll be facing Jurij Vesely. There's like so many dashes over the. I don't even know where to begin.
Jurij?
Jurij.
Spell it.
J A R I. But literally every letter has like a dash above it.
Mm.
So who knows?
Like Uros Plavzic.
Yeah.
So this could be Yuri. Yuri is a very common name.
I'm going to go Jerry. Where's he from?
Where's he from? Come on.
Chechnya.
Yes.
Chechnya.
Yes. Because, of course, he is. Any more Wimbledon updates, Hickman?
Not at the moment. Okay. Unless you want me to check what's going on the women's side.
No, I think I'm good.
Lasia Tsarenko.
Mm-hmm.
She will be... Well, she's underway against Jule Nemir. I don't know.
No, you wanted to do it, so let's do it right.
Where's she from? She's from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't rooting for her.
Why? What's wrong with Germany?
She's going up.
It's Freedom Friday.
Lasia Tsarenko. She's a Ukrainian, so I ain't rooting for her either.
Is there anyone you are rooting for?
What countries are you in on? What countries do you pull for? Just America?
America.
America. I don't know. Are there
Canada?
Any good Swiss tennis players?
You do. He does love the Swiss.
Hell no, in Canada.
Iceland, they got anybody?
You're out on Canada?
Yeah.
You don't have to live there.
Thank God.
Goodness gracious. I get that it's the 4th of July weekend, guys, but we don't have to hate every other country in the world.
Yes, we do.
Not just most of them.
I mean, I feel like we're isolated enough as it is. And here's you. God, you hate Mexico? You feel bad about Mexico?
Not a big fan.
So we don't like our neighbors to the north. We don't like our neighbors to the south. You people don't like anybody.
Sadly, gun to my head, I probably would prefer Mexico over Canada, which is sad, but Trudeau's an asshat.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like a curling in Canada.
Just like that, Nate's back in on Canada.
You know what happens today, Chris? You just besmirched the name, but the Tour de France actually starts today.
Oh, God.
Oh. I'll try and find the betting favorites for us, guys.
Thank Please God do. We have a long weekend.
Oh, dude, we should pick our riders. This would be great.
Yes.
I don't know these guys.
I don't either. Don't act like I do. Come on.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You know more than I do. You would.
What?
Oh, let's pick curling teams, too, while we're at it.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Let's pick pool building teams. You're a cheat.
Oh, we got the favorite here. Tadej Pogačar.
Nailed it. Old Tadej Pogačar. He's got his own custom bike.
Oh, man.
Made by Canon.
I may have to look at it, but.
Canon?
I think I'm ready to say that.
Mongoose.
It's a Walmart brand.
I know. It didn't used to be. Mongoose used to be pretty big time.
It is funny how that happens with some of
them. But then the kids loved the idea of a bike named Mongoose. I mean, they were like hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. Then Walmart bought them and had to make some, cheaper ones. Hmm. What's the Cannondale? Cannondale's a really nice mountain bike, right?
Yeah, that's a good mountain bike brand.
I don't think these guys are they mountain bikes?
No, Hickman, good night.
Why would they use mountain bikes? They're not in the mountains.
I'm just saying names of bikes. Specialized,
yeah.
Is that still good?
That's more of a mountain bike brand.
Is it really?
So what's weird is you got the Walmart Kmart bikes. They are
There's no Kmart anymore.
I know, but it helps people, picture the crappiness of these machines. You pick one of those up, like you pick up a kid's mountain bike that's from, and the thing, like, I mean, you're weightlifting, basically. I mean,
and they're a lot lighter now than they used to be.
Heavy as all get out. Yeah. And then you pick up one of the, like, name brands bikes, same size, so much lighter because the alloy, the aluminum, it's
carbon fiber.
It's just a whole different animal. But there's this weird tweener stage now that are, like, at REIs or Dick's or maybe I don't know about Academy. Academy's a little bit cheaper in, but. And some of the brands of like Schwinn used to make a really nice
Schwinn mountain bike, yeah.
But now they're in like Dick's, and so they're basically the frame is a little bit is better than a Walmart brand, but the components are like Shimano, the name brand, but they're like the lowest end they can put on there. So it's kind of a nice blend if you're not trying to.
Shimano, good company.
Like Shimano,
they make fishing reels.
Oh, really?
And rods. Apparently, they have the best bearings in the world. That's why they're so good with bike parts.
Okay.
In case you were wondering. Like Shimano brakes and gears, very good.
Yeah.
See, I taught you something.
I can't even remember how to say that guy's name.
Hickman just nailed it.
And I've heard it before.
Tamaj. Right, Hickman? What was it?
I don't think you nailed it. Tadej Pogačar. Yeah, he's minus 170 to win the whole damn thing.
Heavy favorite.
Tadej Pogačar.
Second is Jonas Vingegaard. Close enough.
I don't even know that guy.
I think
he's a diamond in the rough.
I think my team.
Hickman, do you know the name of the road that they finish on in Grand Paris for the Tour de France?
I want to say it was, what was it?
Are you Googling it?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Yes. It looks like you're Googling. I want to hear him say it.
Champs Elysees stage?
Nailed it. Yeah, Champs Elysees. That's it.
That.
Champs Elysees.
Whatever. I'm not French.
Pogačar.
Yeah, I'm from Kodak, y'all.
I'm just frustrated. I can't remember how to say it. Like, I'm looking right at it. I'm pretty sure he won last year. Maybe not. I don't know. I used to watch this all the time. I haven't watched it.
Champs Elise.
That's how you say it in English.
It's a French name.
I'm taking Daniel Martinez to win the whole thing.
Do you know how to say library in French?
Do you know if he's even a... I mean, he probably is. But do you know how cycling teams work?
Yeah, you got, like, different guys who do different things.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, some guys are just there to wear the other guys down.
Right.
And then you try and get your fast guy to win the whole damn thing at the end, right?
That's pretty good.
Pretty much.
That's a pretty good breakdown.
That was the top shelf breakdown.
That was it. I mean, that was better than most American sports talkers.
Rubbin's racing. That's all I know.
Usually the
champs Elise.
Usually the guy that has the one at the end of his number is the team leader. So like the defending champ wears number one, and his team would be like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then like so like guy number 11. His team's like 11 through 19, basically, and then 21. So if they have the one on the back, usually they're supposedly the, you know, the best all-around rider, their general classification rider. Then you have sprinters that try and win the sprinter stages on teams because they get money for winning. They get money for winning stages. Sponsors like it when their team wins stages because it's essentially like every stage is like a bike race. So it's
Hickman.
You're racing every day. And then the worker bees, so to speak, are called domestiques. All they do is support the other guys that try and win sprints, win climbs, and win the whole thing.
So what did Armstrong do?
So he was an overall guy. He was you know, trying to win the whole thing.
Do you know what color jersey the previous stage winner gets to wear?
Yellow, right?
Hey, not bad.
So it's not the previous stage winner. It's the guy that's in first on total time.
No, that's what I meant.
Library in French is bibliothèque.
That was actually perfect. Well done, bibliothèque.
I'm a cultured man.
Mm. All right. Come back with more. Stick with us. Freedom Friday edition of Three and Out.
We're speaking French on a Freedom Friday. God.
French.
Mm-hmm. Rhodes.
I didn't know Hickman was such a cyclist.
I've not ridden a bike in probably 5-6 years.
Yeah.
But used to ride bikes literally probably about almost every day.
I used to ride mine to work for a little while.
It's true.
It was a haul, too. It took me about an hour.
Slow biker.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Training wheels slowed you down a bit.
So I got the...
Okay, good, because I was, I was really getting worried about the quality of our show if we can't pronounce these names right.
So, Pogačar is actually Pogača.
Pogača.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, whatever. Pogača.
Yeah, it's like Tadej Pogača.
If they wanted to be pronounced Pogača, they should have spelled it P-A-G-A-C-H-A.
Pogača.
Well, you know, there's not a. You asked about Lance Armstrong, Adam. There's not. That's the problem with the tour right now. There's not a good, American in there.
Yeah, because he was so good.
Yeah, I lost great. Some respect for him. You know, once I found out how cycling works, you know, he bumped him down a little bit.
You didn't lose respect for him because he cheated his ass off?
No, that didn't bother me.
What? Really?
I mean, they were all cheating.
Yeah.
I mean, but he got caught.
Yeah. Well, eventually.
You
know how they do that? They take their blood
and
out.
And then they freeze it? Or put it in a...
Yeah, sort of. And then they spin it up and basically just filter out the red blood cells and then they inject it back into them right before they race. They have more oxygen, you know?
The links people go to.
Well, I mean, Lance Armstrong's no Greg LeMond. So you're asking about the team leader. So... In 1989, LeMond's on this team, and he had been like shot, and then like had recovered, and so he was just kind of on the team as one of like the, I don't know. I mean, he had been good before, but
like shot, like boom, shot.
Yeah, like with a gun. Yeah. Oh, wow. So he was like kind of making a comeback, but he was on a team with another guy that was supposed to be the leader, that was supposed to be, you know, playing for the whole title, so he was supposed to help him. But all of a sudden, he started, it was pretty obvious that he was better than the other guy. And he kept getting stronger, so there was this big rift, like within the team, of, like who they're riding for. It was all this drama, and it was one of the first times, maybe the only time up to that point, where they had a time trial on the last day on the Champs-Élysées, as Chris was trying to teach you how to pronounce. So the final time trial came down to just these two guys by themselves. Time trials when they ride by themselves, right, just against the clock. So it's a different type of stage. They can't draft behind another rider. They let them go 2 minutes apart. So LeMond was in second. He went next to last because they go in order, like reverse order. So he goes, he finishes. Then the guy that's in first is trying to beat the time. And I think he was a Frenchman. Came up short by 8 seconds. I think maybe to this day it's still the closest Tour de France ever. Put Greg LeMond on the map. There's a whole LeMond brand bicycle now.
So he's the GOAT.
Yeah, I think he's the best American cyclist ever now that Lance has got completely, you know. I mean, Lance had much more titles and stuff, but kind of all got tossed out the window. To the phone lines we go. Love to hear Matt's take on some cycling. What's up, Matt? You're on Three and Out.
I actually got 100 on Hakeel Hiddomier.
See, Houston?
He's from Tehran. I think the country of Tehran.
There you go. See? Matt's all in.
Hickman, that's not a real country, a real cyclist, by the way. Mm.
Nate didn't know that. Hickman, that's why he said you were all in. I knew
I like the creativity, though.
Hickman, are you from Kodak?
Yeah. Mm.
Dude, we got to unite, man. I didn't know that, guys. Good Lord.
All that cycling talk got Matt choked up.
Jesus, what in the world?
I can't believe Matt didn't know I was from Kodak.
He's the king of Kodak.
Yeah, you kind of say it, and then I never really I think you said I just didn't listen, I'll be honest with you. Hey, but we got to unite, brother. I mean, we're Southies, man. I think it's time all these people north of the wall, these wildlings, which I would call the wall of the Tennessee River, you guys are clowns. Time for the Southies to unite.
Pretty sure it's the opposite, Matt. You guys are the wildlings down there in wild South Knoxville.
You're going to say that me and Philly and Hickman, dude.
Hickman's it's from north of the wall.
No, he's south. He's on the south side.
No, he lives north of 40.
But he was born and raised south of the wall. He's just up there right now just making sure stuff's straight like Jon Snow did, you know, for the wildlings.
Uh-huh.
For you folk. He's up there trying to keep y'all in check for a while.
The free folk.
Hickman's really tall. I feel like he's a descendant of the Giants, though.
I'm one.
He probably is. Guys, are we seriously going to get this thing together at the Shire? At some point. I'm serious. If nothing else, let's just go there and just hang out for a beer or two. I don't know. I just want to check
the
place out.
Can you do that? Can you just go like it's a restaurant? I mean, do you have to rent an hour or something? How's that work?
I don't know. I could just show up. There's probably nobody over there.
No.
Just bring your own beer.
You can't just show up to the ancient lore village.
Everybody I've talked to that's went there, it says it's pretty dang nice. I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like three people, so.
Okay. So it's a small sample size, but they did like the place.
Yeah. It's
Oh, Matt, they got a Freedom Festival going on this weekend.
There you go. How much is that to get into?
Oh.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
They're going to have axe throwing, archery, cornhole, horseshoes, a scavenger hunt. Water balloon toss, yard games, races, family games, and tours.
Mm.
Also, burgers and a cash bar. The family pack burgers for two adults and three children is $80.
$80?
Well, that's, you know, for five people.
They're doing fireworks?
You know, you would think. No, I don't see. Yeah, I don't see fireworks.
Yep.
A single adult ticket is $30.
I'm shooting them at mine, though, in beautiful Seymour, south of that, you know.
What was that?
South of that.
Beautiful Seymour.
They got a nice fire. They got a nice fire pit, it looks like. A little waterfall.
Guys, what the heck's going on with USC? Y'all touch on that later. I don't want to dive into your...
It's on the list.
Yeah, we're...
Okay, well, I'll just wait until you...
Nah,
you
know, go ahead.
No. Bring it.
What do you think about it?
I think it's kind of cool. I'm just kind of shocked it's USC and UCLA. The only reason I found out yesterday is my RVP that works for me, he's a big Oregon fan. He lives in Oregon, and he's pretty pissed.
Well, Matt, I wondered if, and I don't know, maybe this is unfair, but I wondered if a traditionalist, like you're a golf traditionalist, you didn't like, you know, you
hate the Live Tour. Hate it.
Even if the Live money was clean, I think it would still annoy you that the tours would be kind of
split. It would.
So I'm sure there are college football fans that are really annoyed that, like, I mean, the Rose Bowl, the Big Ten, Pac-12 champ, that was supposedly such this big traditionalist thing. I mean, it even held up playoff expansion and BCS crap for years. And then USC and UCLA, who plays their damn games there, was like, yeah, we're out of here. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, talk about breaking tradition. That was a landmark moment last night. Yeah, we plan to get to it.
Yeah, it was huge. I guess they can still technically play a championship there because they're in the same league. It'd just be an interleague championship, right? Because they're in the Big Ten,
well,
right?
Well, I mean, could they just still play the Rose Bowl? It's just USC and UCLA are on the other side of the bracket, so to
speak?
Yep,
I think they could.
Yeah. But it's just weird. The whole thing kind of fascinates me because I want to see where it all goes. And what you can see where the SEC's kind of solidified itself. Now the Big Ten solidified itself. But what are teams like Miami, Clemson, Florida State? I mean, do those teams at some point migrate to the SEC, or do they form their own, like I was telling him yesterday, like this coast-to-coast conference where you've got like Arizona and California and Oregon and Oregon State, and then you have Clemson, Florida State, Miami, because those are the teams. These coastal ACC and Pac-10 teams are the ones that are getting screwed in this whole ordeal.
Well, yeah, I've always wondered if just more power goes to the top 3 to 4 conferences, and that's all we end up with. So maybe the whole Pac-12 just eventually falls apart. And because I mean, the Big 12 added a bunch of teams, so they're trying. The ACC. Is obviously it's the SEC first, Big Ten second. I mean, that's clear, and maybe you could argue the reverse. Those are the two alphas right now. So I think there's probably space for the third and maybe fourth. Like, I don't know that we need 5 power conferences anymore. Maybe we just need 4, or maybe only 3.
Yeah, I can see it. I'll get out of here. Hey, do you guys remember you were talking earlier about these bike companies? Do you guys remember the? I'll see if y'all know what this is. What not really a sport, but what recreational activity this company was a part of. Powell Peralta. Anybody know?
Sounds familiar, but I can't.
What was it?
Another hint.
Okay.
I'll give you another hint. Vision.
Vision?
Oh, like binoculars. Like not range finders, but like, no?
The skateboard, you guys didn't skate, obviously, when you were little.
No, I wasn't allowed to have a skateboard.
I begged for one forever, and then my parents bought me the cheapest Walmart one. If you shoved it as hard as you could with your hands downhill, it rolled about 4 feet.
Those, yeah, those are skateboards. That, just like you guys were talking a minute ago, the skateboards when I grew up weighed like 10 pounds. Now they're super light. So, but anyways. All right, fellas. Hey, happy 4th, man. You guys have a good weekend.
You too, Matt. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Final segment, hour one. Back at you next. Final segment, hour number one, Freedom Friday edition of the program. Yeah, Tour de France starts today. I didn't even know that. Just walked right into it. I literally Googled it because for some reason we mentioned it, and it's like, yeah, starts today. Now you're pumped, Houston. God, we got Live Golf, Tour de France.
Any more crap we can pile onto the top of this crap sandwich?
Wimbledon. Don't forget Wimbledon.
Add it to the list.
Why you hate on other sports so bad?
Look, college football's going bananas. You guys are talking about two wheels and some gears.
We got plenty of time. Plenty.
Thank God for the long weekend.
Plenty
of... How long is the tour? Is it 12 days?
It's 21 days.
Oh, God. Well, at least we got vacation coming up, too.
World Championships in swimming is going on right now.
Hate the summer.
How many men are competing with the women?
Easy.
What? It's a valid question these days. Or did they have that third division yet? That's what they're doing, right?
What are we doing? Are you just trying to railroad this show? Are you just trying to torpedo?
Well, they came out with that finding recently. Decision that they're not going to, you know, cross over the X's and the Y's and stuff, and they're going to just, you know, have maybe an open division or something. So you want to talk about this UCLA and USC thing?
It's very interesting.
Lots of U's in there, sorry. It is very interesting. I think it's a bombshell.
You think?
I mean, I remember the blue checks, so to speak, even before there was such a thing, screaming from the rooftops about how we can't have the best team, number one, play the best team, number two, back in the mid-90s, just yelling about it because we got to preserve the damn Rose Bowl. And hell, you know, we got to have our Michigan versus USC game. Like, and now just a short skip and a jump, you know, 25-ish years later, and you can't pick two more premier programs than the Pac-12. This isn't like the little guys going, hey.
I mean, I'd say Oregon over UCLA lately, but if you're saying all time.
But I mean, like. Yeah. Like all sports and stuff, mm-hmm. but like not like prestige level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, Rick Barnes still thinks UCLA is like the best basketball job on the planet. So it wasn't that long ago.
I just can't wait for that Rutgers at USC game every other year. That's going to be a doozy.
They're saying Rutgers is closer to Iceland than it is to USC or something
like
that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I don't care about that. It's just like all these traditionalists, you know, crapping down our throats about all, you know, we can't have a that was when we couldn't even have a 1-2. And then they argued about it for 1-4. Then these mofos closed down our 12-team playoff, which was brilliant and would just, I mean, make college football probably the perfect sport. But oh no, we can't do that because, you know, the Pac-12 has been a mess. Remember when Davey would keep, you know, found all the stuff about the what was the guy's name? It was Larry Scott, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How many Larry Scotts are there? Good Lord.
Quite a few.
Very common name. Anyway, Larry Scott had to have his San Francisco high-rise offices. They want to start their own media. They mm-hmm. want to be a media company with a football league on the side instead of being
basically,
a sports league with, you know, media partnerships. That was a train wreck. So, the Pac-12 did this to themselves. But, like, pretty much this announcement last night really means the Pac-12 as an old Pac-10, as at least somebody my age has always known it, like it's dead. Because, yeah, I know Oregon's been the cool new thing the last few years or whatever. I mean, do you remember, like, Utah used to be a team that would go undefeated and not even be, we wouldn't even talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Utah's your defending Pac-12 champions. That's how far the Pac-12 has fallen. And now they're two longest, most prestigious universities have gone to the Big Ten, which back in our formative college football years, that's almost like going to play for your rival.
Yeah.
That's like, I got some cousins that moved from Michigan. They're moving from Michigan to Ohio. They got kids about the same age as my kids. The younger one, because they've got other family that already live in Ohio, as soon as they got there, the people that already live there, the family that already live there, gave the youngest kid an Ohio State hoodie. And he put it on, and now he's like all Buckeye. Well, his parents and his sister are Michigan diehards. His sister looked at him the other day. She's like, you know, rising ninth grader, and was like, can't even look at you. You're despicable. That's what this is like. This is like USC and UCLA. Like, yeah. I know we play the Big Ten every year in this made-up, prestigious bowl game that doesn't really matter anymore to anybody else, but to us, it is everything. I'm going to go, you know. It's crazy.
What do you think about them moving in a year before Oklahoma and
yeah,
Texas.
2024, right?
Yep. I think that's a good move, but I don't think it'll work for them. But I think they were trying to do that to get the TV rights negotiated first. Like, trying to beat the SEC to the expansion punch.
Don't you? Well, I mean, maybe, but usually when you negotiate, it's better to come second, right? Because there's a bar, and then you, but I guess, because the Big Ten makes more money on TV than the SEC at times.
It's close, yeah.
When the, depending on when the renewals are and the extensions and all that stuff. So, but yeah, 2024. So not, obviously not this year, not next year, but the year after that. USC and UCLA will be Big Ten schools. That just doesn't even compute.
No, it doesn't.
To, I mean, I don't know. I just turned 40. I don't know how old the listeners are, but if you're my age or older, I feel like this is like, it's just craps on everything you ever were told growing up about college football.
Well, we have to get rid of geography as like a conference thing now. Like, it's just done. And I mean, it's been done for a while, but now
true,
it's really done.
But to me, it's more of a theme, right? I mean, Big Ten teams, you know, punt on third down, right? Like, you know, SEC teams have really fast, like, elite defenses. And, you know, lately, obviously, everybody's offense has gotten better.
Right.
But, you know, the SEC is known for having defensive tackles that can break, you know, the speed barrier, right? Like, we can just, everybody runs in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Ten, everybody hits. And the Pac-12 is really flashy, but when the chips are down, they struggle unless they've got a super team like when Pete Carroll had USC and they're just too star-studded and they can win it all. That's pretty much it. You know? I mean, that's it.
Mm.
The Big East was always a joke. There was always the, like, paper conference when I was growing up. And the ACC, I remember when Florida State had never lost a football game in the ACC, ever. Like, they came in the league, they were the ninth team. The ACC had eight basketball schools. Well, they had seven in Clemson. But Clemson wasn't any good at football at the time. Florida State was the ninth. They came in the league, and for, like, I don't know what it was. It was, like, two or three seasons, they never lost a conference game. Finally, Virginia beat them on, like, a weird Thursday night or whatever. But the ACC was a joke. It was just like, yeah, the conference Florida State got in so they could be in a conference, dominate, and, you know, let Bobby Bowden choke it away wide right or wide left. I mean, that's what I grew up with. And now it's gone. I feel like an old man.
Did you watch a lot of Big Ten football recently?
No. How much Big Ten football do we actually watch? We watch Michigan, Ohio State. We watch Ohio State in the fourth quarter anytime the game gets close with that team that they might choke their season away to, right?
Playoffs when they get their ass beat.
Hmm. Michigan was, you know, finally came through last year, I guess, and was better.
And they got then they got beat.
I mean, we had to play Purdue. That sucked.
No, then we got cheated.
We beat Indiana. That was good. Until it, you know, wasn't. I don't know. We'll chew on this, obviously, for a while. I want to get your feedback. 865-546-8200. Hour two next.